Clubhouse has become one of my favorite platforms because it's really easy to connect with amazing people around the world, but I do think it's another social platform. So you have to know how to use it in the right way so you can really get results from it and you're not just wasting time. You're listening to the Personal Branding Playbook, hosted by Coach Chris. This is a podcast for entrepreneurs, business owners, and the people that really want to improve their lives and get to that next level. This show includes interviews with experts from around the world in different industries, millionaires, startup founders, and small business owners. Coach Chris also loves to do solo episodes to teach you how to get to the next level by taking real action. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. What's good, people? I'm Coach Chris. Thank you for tuning in to the Personal Branding Playbook. Before we get started, if you are a podcaster and you want to make money from your show, check out the link in the description below. You can get free access to Castocity. This is the platform to help you turn your episodes into dollars. Very, very simple, man. Completely free. Get your account set up now. Now, today I want to get into Clubhouse. I know that Clubhouse is like the talk of the town right now. It's really popular, and it should be. I can honestly say it should be. First of all, I want to say I was a little apprehensive about using it. I didn't want to, because I'm one of those people that just because it's popular doesn't mean I'm giving it all my attention or I'm talking about it nonstop. Like, when something is popular for me, I stay away from it. But I decided to give Clubhouse a try. And so what I did was, for a week, I just went into Clubhouse every day, looking in different rooms, being a fly on the wall, just listening to people talk. And it was interesting because I learned immediately that Clubhouse is just an audio form of Twitter and a mixture of Facebook. So, you know, how on Twitter, people can say pretty much whatever they want to. Twitter is the Wild West. But on Facebook, you have groups where it's really closed off. Clubhouse is the same thing. You know, I say more so like Twitter because anybody can enter almost any room unless the room is private. Now, this is very important for you to understand because today I'm going to give you a breakdown of how you can use Clubhouse efficiently. But the first thing you got to understand is it's just like any other platform. First thing I want to tell you is you got to follow the right people. You have to follow the right people. That means the winners, people who are in your industry, in your market. Somebody that has done something you want to do. I'll give you an example. I follow a lot of startup founders strictly because I have a startup, Castocity. It's for podcasters to turn episodes into dollars. Check out the link in the description below. So I want to use Clubhouse to learn from other startup founders, to connect with venture capitalists, all of that stuff. And following the right people is actually very, very beneficial. I've been able to connect with millionaires, people who've sold multiple companies, built some from the ground up, like people that have done exactly what I'm doing now and are successful at what I want to do. So Clubhouse is amazing because it allows me to converse with these people, not just leave a comment on their Instagram posts. I mean, actually have a conversation where I ask them a question, they respond, ask me a question, and ask another question, that type of conversation. So I believe the Clubhouse is profitable, but I wouldn't have found those groups if I wasn't following the right people. That's why that's the first step. You gotta follow the right people, man. Because if you follow just a bunch of people that you already follow on other social platforms, you won't really grow and evolve. I'll be honest with you. That's what I did at first because I didn't know the landscape. I didn't understand how Clubhouse works. So I said, oh, I follow this person on Twitter. Let me follow him on Clubhouse. And what I realized is Clubhouse is much more of an open world where you can learn and grow and network. So it's not smart to stay in that one little bubble of people you know from other social platforms. I really think Clubhouse is revolutionary because it allows you to connect with people different than all these other social apps. Like I just referred to the conversation aspect. You can't do that anywhere else. Yeah, you can leave a comment and you can send messages, but having an actual conversation, like being on a phone, it's like having a group text in audio format with just some amazing people around the world. And I love it. I think it's super valuable for entrepreneurs that want to build their business or their personal brand. So my second tip is to find the right clubs. Like they have clubs and, you know, clubs are basically ran by certain people where they talk about the same thing and they have guests in their rooms. And I love clubs because it puts you in the right vicinity of the right people consistently. For example, the Startup Club allows me to find a lot of other founders that are working on their startups. It allows me to connect with a lot of venture capitalists, a lot of technical people, a lot of marketers. They're all in and around Startup Club. So following Startup Club is amazing. Now, you have other types of clubs like podcast clubs, Club Pod. It's a really popular one ran by Steve Osher. Shout out to him. And that club is great because it's nothing but a ton of podcasters, amazing podcasters, podcast hosts, all that stuff. So I think it's really, really important for you to set that up in an efficient way. Like, don't just follow any random club. I think you got to follow the ones that are going to help you reach your goal. If it's not going to help you grow, it shouldn't fit anywhere in your life. Another thing, when you do go into these rooms, you got to be active. Like, a lot of people are okay with sitting in the background, which is fine. But if you want to build your personal brand, you got to step outside of your shell. And what I mean by that is you can't be afraid to say anything, too scared to talk, nervous, because then people won't know who you are or the value that you provide, and they won't follow you, they won't connect with you. Very simple. But let's say you go out on a limb and you go on stage and somebody else comes up there and asks a question, and then you answer it. You give them some really good advice. This question they ask is a problem that a lot of people in the audience face. So now if you give that one person a solution, you've given 20 other people a solution at the same time. Now, all 20 of those people will go and follow you. And I will say that's one thing I love about Clubhouse is that people don't only follow celebrities and others that are popular. Like, if you're helpful and you show them I have something that I can do for you, because people are selfish. Once they know you can do something for them, they're going to follow you. And I want to give you a pro tip here. Make sure you optimize that profile. And I know I want to get clear on this. Oh my God. Ooh, this is a big pet peeve of mine. Some people on Clubhouse, like, I've seen multiple rooms where they're telling you how to set up your Clubhouse bio. I'm going to be honest with you, man. You do not need that. You do not need it. It is useless, because what they're telling you is to write 200-300 lines of just a whole essay of who you are and everything you did. I've seen bios and I never read them because they're too long, but some I have skimmed through. I will see some people talking about the high school they went to, their GPA in college, and they aren't even in college anymore. They're like 45. It's like, bro, that's unnecessary. You don't need to make it that complicated, because let's say I'm on stage talking about how I can help a podcaster make money. That podcaster does not care about where I went to high school at. They don't care if I'm single or not. They don't care if I have kids. Most of the time, people do not care about that stuff you think they care about. So does that information belong in my bio? No. That person wants to know, how can I help them with their podcast? So I should have in my bio who I help. This is how I help podcasters. And then definitely a short breakdown of, okay, this is exactly how I help them. Like, not something vague, you know, something very specific. Then have my Instagram and Twitter link so they can go to other social platforms and interact with me further, because you can't send DMs on Clubhouse, so they got to do an Instagram or Twitter. So that's another pro tip. Have Instagram or Twitter. You should have both connected. Because again, if our goal is to build a personal brand and all that stuff, then you got to have the profile optimized, but you don't need hundreds of lines. And then again, when you go on stage, you want to make sure it's valuable. Like, don't go on stage just babbling. I've heard too many people wasting their opportunity. If you get a chance to talk to somebody that's a millionaire, that's doing exactly what you want to do, you got to have your questions ready. I'm not ashamed. I have a notes in my notes app. I have a note that's specifically for a Clubhouse. When I'm asking questions or when I'm moderating room, I have things written down that I want to get to so I don't forget. And I think that's how you do everything. Now that I podcast, ever since I've been podcasting, I take notes on this. I'm prepared for it. You know, it's the same thing with Clubhouse. Like, I don't know why people always try to reinvent the wheel. If you are hosting a show like this, I have notes in front of me so I can be specific and be clear with what I'm talking about. I don't forget anything. I have key points to show flow smoother. It's the same thing on Clubhouse. If somebody else is talking and you want to say something, instead of interrupting them, you take a note on your phone so you don't forget what you want to say. And then when they're done, you can interject. That's how you be a great guest in somebody else's room. And what I found is before you go and try to open your own club or try to do a bunch of stuff, it's better, way better to be in somebody else's club, in somebody else's room, helping them grow. Because you providing value to them is value to you. It's not like direct where you can look at it and immediately see, oh, I have thousands of new followers. No. What you'll notice is you'll start getting more people following you on Clubhouse, and you'll get more people following you on Instagram, and then more on Twitter. And next thing you know, you're getting more DMs, more people sign up to your mailing list, and it just keeps trickling down, right? So understand that it's truly a process. It's a process for you to benefit from having taken action on Clubhouse. I want to be clear. It's not this immediate thing where, oh, I went in a room and I talked and it was 500 people, so I got 500 followers. That's not how this works. Usually you'll probably get 10 to 15%, maybe 20 of the audience. And that's if you're just basic with it. But if you're good and you're actually putting intention behind it, you can absolutely kill it. I've gone in rooms where I wasn't a moderator, but I came on stage and I gave insight to the conversation, and then they invited me up there. They wanted me to stay. Said, hey, you can become a moderator. We're doing this room again next week. We want you to be here as a moderator then from the beginning. Cool. So now I'm kind of like in. Like, it's really that easy. You have to show people why you are great. I think this notion that we're great and everybody should just know it is unhealthy and it doesn't make sense. If you have an amazing brand, then you have to show people why you have an amazing brand. They won't know that shit just from looking at you, right? Like this. And then you shouldn't try to explain all that in your damn profile. No, it's an audio app. You should be able to explain that in 20 seconds, not write all of it down. It's just not. And I know this goes against the grain, but if you don't know, I'm one of those people. I go against a lot of what everybody else believes already. Like, I don't believe that you need to write thousands of words in your bio. It's not necessary. Like, if you want to know more about me, you should ask me. Just that simple. And I do think sometimes you can write too little. Like, I saw one guy saying he built his brand by being anonymous, which sounds good, but that's not really a personal brand. That's more of a company, you know? So if you're building your personal brand, then it's going to be built around you. Like, it just automatically is. So you got to move a certain way. And telling your story, giving your opinion, your perspective. And even if you disagree with the room, you know, you want to do that part too. Now, I want to give you some pro tips, man. Some pro tips on how you can be a great moderator or a great speaker. One thing I heard said in a room, and I just loved it from the first time I heard it. Because it's an audio app and it's so many people that want to speak. If the room is full and it's, you know, over five speakers, it can be a lot to keep up with. So what you can do, so you make sure everybody always knows when you're speaking, is you enunciate yourself, right? As soon as you start, you say your name. And then when you end, you say your name and you say, I'm done speaking. For example, this is Chris speaking. That's how I would start. Every time I'm in someone else's room and I start, I always say my name. So you immediately know who it is. You don't have to search and wonder who it is. Then when I finish, it's, this is Coach Chris and I'm done speaking. Very, very simple. And what that does is it allows the conversation to flow a lot smoother, number one. And number two, I heard this as well from one of the Clubhouse owners, that they actually get transcripts of certain rooms, and they, like, certain people that are hard of hearing read the transcripts, and it makes it easier for them to break up information if you separate it like that in the audio format. So just in case someone hard of hearing gets my episode or something I was on, I want them to be able to separate what I said from what everybody else said. I think that would be easier. And it just makes you sound more professional. Like, I said it in the group in one room I was in, and everybody loved it. They were like, wow, that was so concise. And I didn't think it was that big a deal, but it's amazing how easy the conversation can flow after, because sometimes you have like the awkward pauses, and then you have people that try to jump over each other talking, and then one stops because they don't want to step on the other one's toes, and it just becomes awkward. So the best way to avoid that is to announce that you are speaking and then announce when you're done speaking. It's very, very simple. Another pro tip, if you're trying to build your personal brand, this is really how you can build your mailing list, to be honest. You have to tell people when you're speaking to click your face so they can find you on Instagram or Twitter and then to DM you. Don't tell them just to follow you because then you get lost in a follower count, right? Like, let's be real. Instagram, Twitter, when you run ads on these places, that's the only way you can get your followers to actually see your content, right? So I always tell people DM me. Like, for me, it's DM me your podcast. I want to hear your show. And that works super well because then you immediately can build that connection with the person. So if they do sign up to your mailing list, you're just not another newsletter they're signed up to, right? And I say give them something for free too, because that's how you get them on your list. Don't try to sell. I see a lot of people that send people straight to sales pages and it's not healthy because that person doesn't have a connection with you yet. So it's very unlikely they're going to buy. You know, they might buy from you, but if it's not something that's like super cheap, like $5, they're probably not. And even then, I would prefer to get to nurture somebody first so then I can get them to spend $25 and then $50. I can solve bigger problems. So that's just something to think about, man. And lastly, be consistent. I think showing up, man, that's really, really important. If you listen to any of my content, you know I've been struggling to build community over the years, and I love Clubhouse because it's given me a way to do it in my own way. I'm not a fan of the Instagram Live format. I don't really like Facebook groups as an owner. It's just annoying, but the audio on Clubhouse is just perfect because, and this is the main reason why, because it's sticky. And I heard some startup founder talk about this on Twitter, and the stickiness means you can listen to it or be part of a conversation while still using your phone. You could be cleaning up the house. It's like being on a phone. It's like a live group chat. Like, it's amazing. And when I'm on Instagram Live, I have to sit in front of the camera and talk to you and stuff. I know some people don't, but if I'm being professional, I have to do that. If I'm on Facebook Live, I have to sit there and talk to you and face to face. And like, it just kind of drained me. But on Clubhouse with the audio, I've done rooms now where I've been in there like 4 hours and just talking to people because I literally can go and pick up my daughter from school. I can go and clean my house. I've cooked before, all while I'm in the Clubhouse room, right? Like, I'll just make it silent or go to a silent place in the house when I'm talking for 2 minutes and then go back to what I was doing. It works that easy. So yeah, man, going forward, Clubhouse is definitely going to be my strategy for establishing community, and really I already have a community, obviously, but I want to have a place where my community members can meet with me and connect with me consistently outside of a pay level membership. So Clubhouse is it for me, man. I hope this episode helped you really understand how you can use the platform more. Again, my advice works for me, and I think it'll work for you if you're the kind of person I am. If you're on there to build your personal brand and actually get followers, make money, get conversions, then it's going to work. If you want to just talk to the celebrities or be in the groups arguing about relationships or Kevin Samuels, this is probably not going to work for you. This ain't the episode, but this ain't even the podcast for you, to be honest. And no disrespect to any of the content creators or anything like that. I'm just saying you need to make a clear distinction of what you are on Clubhouse for. Like, are you on there to be a part of the cool crowd and try to be funny all the time? Are you trying to troll? Are you trying to do the relationship thing? Or do you want to build your brand, grow your business, and make money? You got to decide. Decide right now, up front, immediately, because it's going to be easier to grow and scale once you commit to the process. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Personal Branding Playbook. I'm your host, Coach Chris. And in the next episode, I have a special guest, but in my next solo episode, I want to talk about building community and really establishing your own world. I got some good ideas, some tips and things that are working for me. Make sure you subscribe to the show now so you don't miss anything. I'm also sharing more and more content on YouTube. Subscribe now. Link is in the description below. And if you're a podcaster, make sure you get access to Castocity. It's going to change the podcast world forever. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Until then, your greatness awaits.